The news at 5 o'clock. I'm Mike Perkins. A report into why a Shropshire crematorium did not return babies' ashes to their bereaved families has recommended a National Inspector of Crematoria be created. The investigation, carried out by David Jenkins, a former council chief executive, looked into more than 50 cases at Emstrey Crematorium in Shrewsbury from 2000 to 2013. Phil Mackey reports.
The practice was uncovered during an investigation by BBC Radio Shropshire. Families who used Emstrey were told that it was impossible to collect their infant children's ashes. The six-month inquiry led by David Jenkins acknowledges that the recovery of ashes from very small children is difficult, but points to the use of different technology and techniques elsewhere, which means that it's usually done. He said that bereaved relatives felt they'd been treated by officials with a cavalier disregard. He recommended the introduction of a national code of practice and minimum standards of training for staff.
Shropshire Council leader Keith Barrow agrees with the report's recommendations.
I'd be shocked if this isn't happening all over the country. And we must do something, because one of the reasons we started down this route was to try to make things different, to make sure it wasn't going to continue happening. I've spoken to the MP for Shrewsbury, Daniel Kuczynski, and he's supportive. He can get and see the minister, but I think we must all work together to try to get this raised as a national issue.
An inquest into the deaths of three Army reservists who collapsed while taking part in an SAS exercise on one of the hottest days of 2013 has heard the march wasn't cancelled because it would have meant too much paperwork. The claim was made by one of the men's parents, who say they were given information by an Army officer. From the inquest in Solihull, Angus Crawford.
Lance Corporals Craig Roberts and Edward Mayer and Corporal James Dunsby were taking part in a four-week selection process to join the SAS Reserve. They were trying to complete a timed march across the highest peak in the Brecon Beacons in South Wales, carrying packs weighing almost 50 pounds. Temperatures rose to 27 degrees. During the afternoon, one by one, all three collapsed and later died of hypothermia. Today, in a statement to the inquest, the parents of Lance Corporal Roberts said shortly after identifying their son's body, they met a senior officer and asked why the exercise hadn't been postponed. They claim he replied that it would have involved too much paperwork.
The Defence Secretary, Michael Fallon, has said the government will spend 2% of national income on the military this year, but he refused to rule out cuts after 2016. The US Defence Secretary has said the UK risks disengagement if spending falls below 2%, which is the target for NATO members. 3 days of railway strikes have been called off. A 24-hour walkout by Network Rail staff was due to begin on Thursday with a two-day strike next week. But the unions have agreed to consider a 2% pay rise for 2015 with no compulsory redundancies until the end of 2016. The government is calling on Sepp Blatter to stand down despite his re-election as the president of football's world governing body. It's amid a criminal investigation into the running of FIFA. The Culture Secretary John Whittingdale told the Commons he and the FA were determined to do all they can to root out what he called a culture of kickbacks and corruption, but he's rejecting calls for England to boycott the next World Cup in Russia in 2018.
A boycott by England would be self-defeating. If we are to put pressure on FIFA to change, then such a tactic would only be effective if we could get the support of a significant number of other countries.
Overnight road closures, which will be in place throughout the summer, come into force tonight. Highways England say the A5 will be closed at night between Wellington and Shrewsbury until the end of August. That's in addition to the existing overnight closure further along on the M54 between junctions 3 and 5. Shropshire Council may have to change their planning policy to fall in line with national guidelines after one of their decisions was overturned. A planning application for 5 houses in Shrewsbury was rejected, partly because they couldn't contribute to affordable housing. The council's planning policy asks for all applications to contribute. That contradicts government guidelines. Bendelin Scott is the lead inspector for appeals.
They may well have taken a position on the policy and be prepared to defend their position at appeal to inspectors and then leave it to the planning inspector to determine whether or not they have a case. But I wouldn't accuse any local authority of willful ignorance of a policy.
Sport now, and Shrewsbury Town's latest summer signing is a midfielder. Abu Agogo has joined on a 2-year deal from Dagenham and Redbridge, where he's been playing regularly for the last 6 seasons. That's your latest news and sport. More at 5:30.